everyone. My name is Sean.
And I am Fiona.
We are from Act 3 International. This podcast is brought to you by the Asian Civilizations Museum and is part of Saturdays at ACM.
In the Ramayana, a Hindu epic, there are many versions of stories about Hanuman, the king of the monkeys, and how he was a faithful and devoted servant and friend of Prince Rama. Presenting Hanuman the Devoted.
After Prince Rama won the battle against the ten-headed king Ravana and saved his wife, Princess Sita, it was time for them to return home. As they slowly approached the palace...
Prince Rama!
Rama, how did they know about the battle and your victory?
Sita, the news must have traveled very fast. Let us return to the palace and speak to the ministers of the court.
We must expand the kingdom and feed the people.
Yes, minister. I absolutely agree.
Prince Rama!
Princess Sita!
You have returned!
Prince Rama, we heard stories of how you fought the ten-headed King Ravana.
And how he used magic to trick you and kidnap Princess Sita.
We heard it was a great battle, and in the end, you shot your last arrow right into the middle of Ravana's head.
We have been waiting for your return ever since. Now, you can be crowned king!
Prepare for the coronation! We are victorious!
And so, Rama became king. Outside the palace, there was a grand celebration with fireworks and lights. Everyone cheered and was happy.
King Rama! King Rama! King Rama! Long live King Rama!
Meanwhile, in the palace,
King Rama!
Long live King Rama!
Long live King Rama!
Thank you, everyone. Now I am king. I would like to thank all my men and soldiers for fighting the great battle against Ravana. Thank you.
Long live King Rama!
The battle was difficult. At times, I felt that I had lost hope, but Sita reminded me of her love and of Hanuman's devotion. With that strength inside me, I aimed my last arrow and killed Ravana.
Long live King Rama!
For all who fought alongside with me, I will reward you with a bag of gold.
Long live King Rama!
And to my faithful and devoted friend Hanuman, you summoned all the monkeys to help build the bridge of stone so that I could cross over and save Sita. For that, I will reward you with 2 bags of gold.
Lord Rama, you know that I am deeply devoted to you. For that, I must humbly refuse my reward.
But Hanuman, you are the one who gave me hope that I could find Sita again. You flew over the mountains and found her trapped on Ravana's island.
Lord Rama, all I ask in return is that I may continue to be your loyal and devoted friend.
So be it, Hanuman, King of the Monkeys. You are my friend, and you will always be my friend.
Thank you, Lord Rama.
Rama, may I speak with Hanuman?
Yes, my dear, you may.
Hanuman, you gave me hope when I was lost. When I didn't believe you, you gave me Rama's ring. If you do not want to accept Rama's gift, please accept mine, my pearl necklace.
My Queen Sita, thank you. I humbly accept your gift.
As soon as Hanuman took the pearl necklace, he started to break open each pearl with his teeth.
What is the matter with him? He is destroying Queen Sita's beautiful pearl necklace.
Madness! Hanuman, what are you doing?
I had to break open the pearls.
But why?
Because Lord Rama is in them, but I can't seem to find him.
Hanuman, I don't understand you.
My queen, your love for Lord Rama is very strong. This pearl necklace is yours, and you use it every day. I believe that your love transfers into these pearls. That is why I have to find Lord Rama. I know he is in there.
Did you hear that?
Such nonsense! How can our Queen Sita's pearl necklace have Rama in them?
If Hanuman is so devoted to King Rama, does that mean his heart has Rama in it?
I don't know what to believe!
Hanuman stood in front of everyone and magically revealed his heart.
True enough, on it was an image of both Rama and Sita. When the ministers saw it...
Hanuman, it is true! I can see King Rama and Queen Sita in your heart!
Indeed, you are truly devoted!
We hope you enjoyed listening to our story about Hanuman's love and devotion to Rama.
The story and voices are presented by Sean Lai and Fiona Jeremiah. This production is presented by Act 3 International.
Thank you, Asian Civilizations Museum, for having us, and to UOL for your support. And of course, thank you to everyone at home for joining us.
Thank you and goodbye.